Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 20, Mishnah 3. This Mishnah continues to talk about the prohibition that we saw in the Mishnah yesterday, the prohibition of borer, of selecting, removing negative things from positive things, or waste from good. So the Mishnah says like this, Ein shorin es achiltis. A person is not allowed to soak chiltis. Chiltis was some type of root or something that they would use for healing, and they would also use it for spices and seasoning. So laws, you're not allowed to soak it by posherin in lukewarm water, because that appears as if a person is doing some type of healing or preparation of medication, and that's also that's prohibited on Shabbos. Avol nosein l'toch hachom. It's a person may put it into vinegar and dip his food into it, and that's permissible. So even though you can't do it directly, but if you do it with a shinu in an abnormal way, it's permissible. Similarly, bein shoras hakarshinin, a person is not allowed to soak karshinin. Karshinin are leek. Those were used in those days to feed an animal. And the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to soak them in water so that the chaff should float to the top, because that's borer, that's selecting. Veloshav, you know. So a person is not allowed to rub the leek so that the chaff, the waste, should come off of it. Again, it's borer, it's selecting. Aval, the law is, what no sin, a person may place the leeks l'toch ha-kavra, into a basket, or l'toch ha-kalkala. A person could put it into a sift or a sieve or a basket, even though sometimes some of the chaff is going to fall in by itself, because that happens by itself. You're not doing that proactively. Says the Mishnah, in kovrin es hateven, a bikbakavara, a person may not sift straw in a sifter so that the small bran or whatever it is should fall off. And the reason they would do that is because the animals, it's not good for the animals. You're not going to put it on some high place so that the wind should blow it and the chaff should fall off of it. That's again considered borer selecting. But a person could carry straw out in a sieve and then pour it into the trough. And if some of the chaff falls off, then some of the chaff falls off. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah Dal. Garfin. One may clean out the trough on Shabbos, milfnei hapatam, in front of an ox that's being fattened. That means to say like this, the ox that's being fattened is very selective, it's finicky because it's always being given to eat. So if they place the grain for the ox inside of the trough and there's still waste, chaff of something, then the ox won't want to eat it, so it's permissible to remove it. A masalkin, it's done, a person may move the straw to the sides in front of this animal, so that the animal should not make the straw dirty when it defecates. Divrei Rabbi Dosa, the words are Dosa, Racham say that in both previous cases, basically removing the chaff from the trough and even moving the straw to the side, that is prohibited. And the Gemara teaches us that it's a gezerah, it's a decree that the rabbis made, that you may come to sweep a trough that's actually in the ground, and smoothing out the ground is a prohibition, and therefore the rabbi said it's usher. No, you're allowed to remove food from one animal, one trough of one animal, and you're allowed to place it in front of another animal on Shabbos. The problem here is that often animals don't eat food that was in other animals' troughs. So I would think that maybe you're moving things unnecessarily, and you now move these things unnecessarily. So therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that you could move from one animal to the other on the chance that it's going to eat it. Now the Gemara says that you could take from a donkey and you could put it in front of an ox, but you can't do it the other way around. You can't take from the ox and put it in front of the donkey, because a donkey would not eat something that an ox ate from, because the animal, there's some kind of saliva or drool from the ox on it, and then the chamor, the donkey, wouldn't eat it, but vice versa, it definitely would have a great day and a wonderful rest of the week.